This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Al Pungano, Mr. Hadebe, joining us live right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. As it is Tuesday, we usually touch on health topics. It's Health Talk Tuesday right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show. And today we are speaking about the importance of routine health screening on campus, as we are a campus radio station and most of our audience are students. So that is what we are speaking about today. So without wasting any time, I'm just going to quickly welcome Mr. Hadebe on the show. Welcome.
Ah, makulukulu. Ngiyabonga vethu, ngiyabingelela kuwena nabalaleli bakho.
Yes, maybe we can start from the beginning, just why you chose to speak about this. Did you see something?
Well, not necessarily. I thought, you know, maybe for a change, again, that, you know, a topic that will relate to our student in the campus itself, you know, in relation to health, because I think it's significant to talk about how can a single test, you know, can change your course life, you know. Not even specific to say what test it is, because we all might be suffering from this different things at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, that is very insightful. Now, if we can start, maybe the common health risk among students, maybe you can touch on those. Maybe if you can touch on what are some of the most common health issues that students might be ignoring, but they should definitely pay attention to.
Okay, but I think for students, I think I can start with the simple one, which is stress and sleep deprivation, you know, which are very real and underappreciated health risks. Because when you think of about a bigger picture, a full picture, there are several categories which are consistently shown in different student populations. So first, we can talk about in mental health. I remember the last time we had this conversation, we deliberated on mental health, which includes your depression, anxiety, and the burnout, which is most prevalent for students. So even our studies suggest that, you know, about 30% of university students globally experience some significant mental health challenges in their course of study. So secondly would be your reproductive and sexual health, which include your sexual transmitted disease. So because of the age group, students are at a higher risk for sexual transmitted diseases or infections. Yet, if you look at the stats for STI screening, it remains low.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe now we can also, because you spoke about sleep deprivation, because I once said, like, a friend who had a friend who fainted because they were struggling, they were studying, they were doing also something else. They ended up being stressed, I think. So maybe how important is it for you, maybe as a student, to give yourself enough rest and ensure you have like balance between your academics and also have time to do other things on the side?
Well, I think, you know, the academic outcomes is not always dependent on the efforts. Sometimes it's just about health.
Yes.
You know, so it's very important for students to be able to stop and look back and do a self-check to say, am I just before, you know, the tension of our exam or study weeks or test week, the students need to, you know, at some points to stop and look back and say, am I prepared for this semester test physically and mentally? Because that means the sleeping patterns will change.
Yes.
The nutrition will change, because I know when you are studying for exam and test, you don't have time to prepare proper healthy balanced diet. You survive with amagwinya and fizzy drinks just to get along. So I think it's important for students to not only prepare for writing exams, but also prepare themselves for that period while they're preparing for exams.
Yeah, so the secret is just time management, making sure that you manage your time correctly.
You know your body, you know, and I think the most important thing is also to take note, because most of the time the body will tell you little things about you. So it's very important to take note and have a pattern, know that if you, what minimum hours of sleep do you need in order to function properly? You know, the degree of, or the rate at which you eat or you take breaks also you need, because that will might depend or might differ from one student to another. So it's very important to know yourself and also plan accordingly.
Yeah. Now I want us to get into maybe some essential health screenings that every student should know, because we did mention at the beginning that we're suffering from different things because it's not the same thing. So there will be different screenings. Maybe if you could touch on some of the basic screening screenings that students should be doing regularly.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll just give you five or four core screenings. But, you know, in general, you know, I'm sure you in one of the days you've seen some tents around campus for those screening programs. So I would say firstly would be your blood pressure. That's a basic one. That's a quick painless. It takes about 60 seconds, less than 2 minutes to do blood pressure. Secondly, I would say it's your blood glucose, which is a simple fingerprint test, you know, which flags pre-diabetes. You know, it can tell you before you actually develop the disease that you're going to develop a disease, and can even tell you if you actually have the disease. Okay. And thirdly, I would say it's your body mass index. You know, it's very important to control your weight and know your weight, because, you know, the body mass index doesn't only tell us the weight alone. It tells us a lot more, and the risk of and the range of disease which you are at risk at. Fourthly, like you mentioned, the STI and I think we mentioned sexual health and STI. Yes. So we also need to do STI screen, particularly HIV. There's also chlamydia, coronia screens. You know, these are all done routinely, you know, in the clinic. So I think even our campus clinic do some screening of these tests. So it's basically important to destigmatize, especially anything around sexual health when you speak to students, because they are the most, I mean, they are the age group which is the most at risk when it comes to sexual transmitted disease.
Yeah. Now, also, there are many students who maybe fear to do all of these strict screenings because of certain stigmas that are put out there. Maybe how can we break those barriers? Because some students are scared because they feel like once they go testing, like everyone will know what they were doing there. But how can we break that barrier? I know there is confidentiality and all of that, but how can we break that barrier and say, no, there is no problem with screening?
I think first, we need to begin by normalizing these things. Okay. Mm. First it needs to become normal to do these things. And then, the most important, I think, having these conversations, you know, because I believe most of the things starts with conversations, and there's a lot of influence that happens from peer to peer. So I bet if you were to take any screening test for that matter, and then tell your friend about it, they'll be, you know, more encouraged to do it themselves. So I think we need to educate ourselves and normalize these screenings and having engagements and talks, even in at address, you know, if we are a group of students and we always talk about sports or cars, I think to always, you know, reflect back to say, you know what, I've done this test before. Oh, I haven't been in a hospital in a year. I know I'm not sick, but if you wait until you get sick, that means something's already wrong. You know, where else, when you take a preventative measure and go and do a health checkup or a screen, then they would give you some advantages and time to plan the management of whatever conditions that you might be suffering from.
That is very good, because now that might also affect you academically if we look at academic performances, because maybe I want to go there, Wuti. Maybe how directly does a student health affect their academic performance? Because, you know, Wuti, there are certain things that might distract us, because if you don't go to square, we don't go screening, maybe you could be suffering from something inside, and that might end up maybe disrupting your performance academically.
Yeah, like I say, it's not always about effort. Sometimes it's just about health. So, you know, if I can give you an example, there are diseases that, you know, go unnoticed for a long time. We call them asymptomatic, when you have a disease or a condition, but you don't have physical symptoms. So I'll give you an example. If you have a disease called anemia, okay. Yes. So anemia basically impairs or disrupts the delivery of oxygen to your body organs, including your brain. So imagine if you're suffering from chronic anemia and you're not aware,
You just stress.
Continuously see alone that deprives the brain the full capacity to retain information. That's just, you know, a surface example. So I'll give you another example. If you have untreated depression, basically that's one of the leading causes in academic withdrawal and poor outcomes. So you need to be aware of these things and take steps. For example, if your sleep is chronically disrupted, that will definitely compromise your ability to retain information and consolidate in memory of whatever you've already studied. So, you know, the mental health part does not necessarily mean you're not smart enough or you're not working hard enough. You know, in many cases, the mental issue is just as physiological as any disease like your diabetes.
Now, maybe before we wrap things up, because now we want to build like a culture of preventive health on campus. Maybe how can students get involved in this, maybe themselves, to try and promote health awareness and try and promote all of these things? How can students get involved, maybe in your own opinion?
Okay, I'll say this again, that the culture begins with normalizing these things. Okay. Right now, going for a health screen will feel like, too many students will feel like something you only do when something's wrong. So first we need to flip that narrative to say, you know, the screenings is something that you need to do routinely. Practically, this means a few things. Number one, a university needs to, as an institution, we need to make these screenings more visible, more, accessible and destigmatized. So we need to have more health fairs, pop-up clinics, and have some peer health ambassador programs, just like we do have student mentors. And also, I think student leadership should also need to model this behavior, because again, there's power between peer-to-peer influence. Students, again, they are most powerful agents to change this. Like I say, if one student speaks to the next students about the health screen they've done, that might influence, you know, the next student. So again, I'll add to say, don't wait until you feel sick. The whole point of screening is to find the things before they become a problem. So preventative health is basically an act of self-respect and health awareness. So in future, your future self will thank you for doing these screenings.
Yes. Before we wrap things up, maybe what is that one health habit that every student should start today?
Your body is always giving you signs. It's always, all the time. So routine health screening is not simply going and do blood tests. It's basically listening, learning how to listen to your body. Don't wait for an emergency to start any conversation regarding your own health.
Very nice. Wish we could talk every day, but because of time, we're just going to stop here. But if you got here a little bit late, there is a lot of things that we did speak about.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.